101.3 WIBD, AM 1470, 30 degrees at 8:14, and we're joined for a community conversation in the studio this morning by two representatives from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Ladies, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Melanie Gonring. I'm the Director of Programming at the Volunteer Center. I've been there for about almost 8 years this summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am Michelle Spettle. I'm the marketing specialist at the Volunteer Center, and I'm just over a year now.
And you're Lydia's mother.
I am Lydia's mother, yes.
To people who listen regularly, you are Lydia's mother.
The Tuesday Lydia.
Yes. So, well, let's talk a little bit about what it is that the Volunteer Center does.
Sure. The Volunteer Center has actually been here in West Bend, serving Washington County since 1983. We have a long history here in the community. Kind of an interesting story. 30 plus years ago, there was a group of community volunteers, some leaders within West Bend, one of which was Sharon Ziegler. And they got together and they said, you know, we know so many people who want to help out, but they don't know where to get started. And so they actually formed, it was called the Voluntary Action Center at the time, but they formed the Volunteer Center as a place where different nonprofit agencies could, share their volunteer needs and kind of be a one-stop shop where volunteers could go and find out how they could help out in the community.
And how many organizations do you work with at this point?
Right now, we work with about 60 different organizations throughout the community, most nonprofits, a few healthcare organizations, and we just love helping them do their great work.
And how many volunteers go through the center?
Oh, yeah. We are in the midst of compiling all of last year's information right now, but we get about 7,500 volunteers through the center in one way or another throughout the year.
That's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah.
It really is.
They actually started with 400 back in 1983.
So it's grown a little bit.
It's grown a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And, for people who may not know, where is the center located?
Right. The center is at 215 North Main Street. So that is the old Ziegler building. We're at the north entrance.
Okay. And you share that office space with some other community
groups
as well.
The Downtown Association and the United Way are also in that direct area. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some things that you have coming up.
Sure. So I wanted to tell you guys just a little bit about the Do Good Bus, and then Melanie will talk about a ride that we have coming up. So, Rick, imagine if you can, a bus full of groups, families, and coworkers, and you might bring a friend for the day. And we are telling you where to show up and what you might need to wear for that day, but what you're actually going to be doing, that's a surprise. But we know that you might be doing things like helping clean up a park or working with people in a memory care unit, play games or things like that. The ideas are endless with the organizations that we work with in Washington County. But the goal of the Do Good Bus is to bring new volunteers to new opportunities. And we know for sure that at the end of the day, you're going to feel good about what you did.
And kind of expose people to things that they wouldn't necessarily gravitate to on their own, right?
Exactly. And that's part of the surprise element. And we've found great success with that, that people see that they really enjoy doing things that they didn't think they were comfortable doing sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. We hear from volunteers all the time. We meet so many people who say, we want to help. We're just so busy. We don't have the time. I don't know where to start, and I don't have time to figure it out. So that was part of the Do Good Bus as well, really trying to meet the needs of people today who want to help and just aren't sure how or how much time they can commit. So through the Do Good Bus, it gives an opportunity for somebody just to say, you know what, I can give up 4 hours on a Saturday morning, try something new. Hopefully they like it. You're exposed to all different things. And the end goal is really, hopefully without people even realizing, they'll want to continue doing work with some of the agencies that we visit. And right. If they like it enough, they'll find time.
Right, right.
And there's been great friendships that have come out of the bus rides already, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next bus ride is coming up.
Our next bus ride, actually coming up on March 25th. It's a Saturday. So once a month, we offer something called a community ride. And those are open to anybody in the public. We invite them to hop on the bus for the day, do a little good. So our next one is on Saturday the 25th. We're actually going to be meeting at Badger Middle School at 10:30 that morning. We'll have you back to the Badger parking lot by 3:30. I can't tell you where we're going, but I can promise it's going to be a lot of fun. That ride is actually appropriate for anybody 12 and older. You know, each ride is a little different based on the age range. But thankfully, this one skews a little bit younger, so it's a great thing for families to do, for some high schoolers to get a group of friends together. You can sign up on our website, which is volunteernow.net. It does cost $10 to ride, but lunch is provided. We're going to have a great lunch that day. You're going to have a sweet time.
Okay.
That might be a clue.
Yeah.
Might be a clue.
It might be a clue that you're going to have a sweet time.
Okay. All right. And you have just a lot of other programs and things going on, too.
Right. One of them coming up is Champions of Change. That's a summer program, early summer. And the event celebrates people doing good in the community, the people who have really stood out. And they're all nominated by their peers in the community.
So we are actually accepting nominations right now for this year's batch of Champions of Change. Each summer at our event in June, we have 10 award winners from categories ranging from Power of One, which is just one outstanding individual doing great things. We have an award for businesses who are really engaged and involved and get their employees volunteering in the community. We have a great category called Dynamic Duo. A lot of people like to volunteer with a friend. It's a social thing for them. That's part of the bus, too. Last year, we had the winners were this wonderful couple named Terry and Irv, who volunteer, almost every nonprofit in town, Terry and Irv Schrader. So the Dynamic Duo is a fun category. There's a category for youth called the Rising Star, board members. So right now, really anyone that you can think of who's doing amazing things in the community, big or small. Sometimes I think people underestimate or downplay what they do. This is a time to help those people shine. So you can also submit a nomination on our website. We are taking those until April 13th. So start thinking about who you might want to nominate.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to share their volunteer stories because it's really what brings new volunteers to the table because they're not quite sure, you know, how do I do this volunteer thing? Or I don't do anything special. And that people doing it, sharing their story really inspires.
Yep. We like to say that our champions of change inspire by example. So unless we're telling these stories to the public, you know, a new crew of volunteers might not rise to the top because they're not hearing these stories. So
right. And another nice thing that happens, our winners of champions of change in each category get $500 that they can donate to their favorite charity. So I think that's really a huge special thing that happens at that event.
Okay. And the event is when again?
Right. It's June 14th, and it's held at the West Bend Mutual Prairie Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tickets for that usually go on sale early May. We wrap up our nomination process first, but definitely keep watching for that. It's a wonderful night. It's not just about the winners. We really, really do our best to celebrate every single nominee because when it comes to volunteering, yeah, there's no winners.
Right. I went for the first time last year, and I can tell you it really is an emotional evening. Yeah. It's really inspiring. So even if you're not a nominee, it's a great event to be at, too.
Okay. I should make one other plug. If you nominate somebody, your name also gets put into a drawing to win $100 to nominate or to donate to a nonprofit of your choice. So we do pull five winners of people who nominated somebody. So that's another little carrot to encourage you to nominate somebody that you know through church or work or school who's doing amazing things in Washington County.
Community conversation this morning with Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Well, we've talked about the Do Good Bus and we've talked about the awards recognizing volunteers you have, but how does someone go about becoming a volunteer?
Sure. Why don't we highlight a few needs that the community have this week?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So each week we pull what we call the needs of the week, which are three volunteer opportunities with partner agencies throughout the county just to make quick little bites of things going to our website that you could just see rise to the top for this week. So the Museum of Wisconsin Art is actually looking for a marketing intern. This would be a great opportunity for a college student who might be home for the summer, or maybe a graduating senior this year who's looking for something to do before they start school next year.
Boost their resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
The West Bend Chamber actually this weekend has their free home sport and recreation expo, and they are looking for volunteers. They would need volunteers to do greeting and running errands and things like that.
And get people to their booth and that kind of thing.
Correct.
All that kind of
right,
stuff. Sure.
Right. Yeah. So they need a good handful of volunteers, and that's just this weekend, and quick and easy to sign up. You just, again, call the volunteer center and we can make that match for you.
And that goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for people who may not know.
Right.
And I'm sure they'd love it if you could volunteer all 3 days, but I'm sure they would probably take you for one if that's all you can swing.
Absolutely. So you're right, the 10th, 11th, and 12th this weekend.
Craig Farrell was in last week, and we talked about it for a while. It should be a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So. And then for those of you who want to get past this little cold and windy spell and think spring, our organization called Blue Lotus out in Newburgh is having a spring cleanup day on May 6th. So for those of you who are ready to get your hands dirty and be out in hopefully some spring sunshine, that would be a great opportunity as well.
And here's a little teaser about Blue Lotus. They feed their people well that come help.
Okay. What does Blue Lotus do?
So Blue Lotus is a facility that brings at-risk people or in-need people out for the day. Mostly during the summer, they have trails, they have a pond that people can kayak in, they have a swimming pool. So it's really great. They bring just all kinds of different groups of children, young adults, even older adults from a group out of Milwaukee that come out and enjoy a day in nature.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds great.
It's beautiful.
And they're located where?
Newburgh, out on, is it M?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
M.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And if people want to come in, visit you at the office and kind of find out more about volunteers, if they've got questions after today, what hours?
Absolutely. We love visitors. So please come stop down by our office. As Michelle said earlier, we're at 215 North Main Street. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. We also, on our website, have a volunteer portal where all of the different nonprofits that we work with post their volunteer needs. So if these three that we talked about weren't quite for you, there are over 200 volunteer opportunities posted on volunteernow.net, and you can actually sign up right online. For something that interests you, it's almost a little bit like online shopping.
Yes,
you
is.
Can. That's what I always equate it to. You can narrow it down by a skill set you have, or an interest you have, or a day of the week that you're available, and really find a good fit for you. But we also have a wonderful volunteer coordinator named Kayla, who would love to talk to anybody who's not sure about what they want to do. Kind of work with you to find the right fit.
Yeah, she really takes the time to talk to you about what you love to do and then finds a really great match.
And I'm guessing that the volunteer needs pretty much change on a continuous basis, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest changes you're going to see are seasonally, because a lot of our nonprofits have different seasonal opportunities.
Yeah, there are always those ongoing things in the office that they need help with that don't change quite as much, but we are coming up on the season of being outside. A lot of special events happen summer and early fall, so different fundraisers and, you know, events at Regner Park, and all of those things need volunteers, and those do change quite often.
All right. Anything else you want to cover this morning, ladies?
Well, I just would like to tease people to come back and listen to us again next time we come to visit you, Rick. We will do things like bring in a nonprofit and have them talk about what their upcoming needs are, or talk about their mission. Things like that. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and also we will be putting these up as podcasts at WIBDWestBend.com, so that if people want to go back and listen, or if they missed part of it, they can catch it there. I'll put a link on the WIBD Facebook page, too, so
great.
Make sure that people can find it. And I guess we will see you in 2 weeks then.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Community conversation this morning with Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County.